This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about the change within us. Recently, I've been talking about change, and I started the week referring to the change in seasons, both in the natural as well as in our spiritual lives. And what I've come to learn, and sometimes very much the hard way I've come to learn this, is that change is not always external. In fact, the most important change that can occur is the change within us. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about Naomi and her struggles. So Naomi experienced several unfortunate hardships. First, she lost her husband, and shortly after that, she lost her two sons. Naomi believed that changing her environment, changing her geography by moving back to her hometown would help her feel better. But once she arrived back home, the people who knew her well immediately recognized that she was no longer the joyful, pleasant Naomi. In fact, she had become so bitter with life that she decided to change her name to Mara, which means bitter. So we see that Naomi changed her circumstances. And in this situation, as I said, it was her geography. But her heart hadn't changed. And so without that, her life, in fact, had not changed. Rather than walking further into the light on her journey, Naomi resisted change. Let us cling to these words the next time we're grappling with change ourselves, so we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't ignore the change needed within.